America weekend.
Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Uber, it is sweeping the country. You tap an app, and minutes later, somebody shows up with their car to drive you wherever you want to go. But who is this person? They don't work for anyone. Is this person even fit to drive? And the car, is it safe? Our next guest has some serious concerns. He is the president of the National Limousine Association, Gary Buffo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for having me on.
It is a very important conversation that's not really being had anywhere right now. Uber, it's pretty much come out of nowhere. Anybody with a car can just become a driver. They're not regulated. There is nothing being done to guarantee the safety of an Uber customer. There's nothing to guarantee the responsibility of the driver himself. How have we gotten to this point?
You know, Ed, I think technology is just moving way too fast for, you know, in our industry and for the government to even catch up. And, you know, everything needs to just slow down. We have to protect the passenger. We have to protect public safety and certainly the drivers. And that's what we've done for the last 24 years that I've been in this industry. You know, chauffeur cars have been around since the Model T, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be called chauffeur car, and now it's private driver industry. And, you know, in our industry, we have 2,200 members just of the National Limousine Association. And we've been fighting with the government to help protect the public. And it's really been, it's certainly taken a toll on me and pretty much 2,200 members of the NLA to try to get somebody to listen.
You know, it's amazing. These drivers, they're not fingerprinted. There is no background check. It amazes me that an industry can kind of just sprout up like this and not be regulated at all. Now, we are seeing countless examples of Uber drivers being accused of crimes. A civil complaint filed against Uber by the DAs for both San Francisco and Los Angeles alleges that Uber misleads customers about their safety and the quality of driver background checks. This is from CNN Money. We saw this yesterday. It calls out 25 instances where Uber's background checks failed to turn up felonies and citations in its drivers' pasts. Why does the public put up with this, and why has the public responded to Uber in the way that it has?
You know, that's a very good question. And what's even more scarier than not being regulated is the fact that Uber doesn't even, or TNCs for that matter, doesn't even educate their drivers, doesn't train their drivers, do no personal interviews with their drivers like we do in the chauffeur car industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are here to protect everybody, and we continuously, twice a year at our sponsored shows, educate our operators and their employees and their management.
You start thinking about all the situations that can develop when you're being driven by someone who you don't know. They don't work for anyone in particular. I was thinking about this. Let's say an Uber driver gets into an accident. The passenger gets hurt. Once that driver's insurance company realizes he was carrying an Uber fare, can't they just say to him, hey, you know what, buddy? You were driving commercially and you're not covered for that.
It's actually been proven several times on several incidents.
That's amazing. It really surprises me how just because something comes from a smartphone, all of a sudden it's just accepted across the fruited plain without question. It reminds me a lot of Airbnb. It's kind of the same thing with that, where you can go and stay in somebody's house. All of a sudden they're running a hotel and it's not been regulated. No, it's not been inspected. And all of a sudden you're staying with someone in their private home and it's fine just because it's on an app somewhere. How is this affecting the licensed, the regulated industry, the people that you represent, the people that you deal with? How is this affecting them financially?
Well, I'll tell you how it's affecting us and our operators more than anything right now is we're losing W-2 tax-paying employees that are going to work for TNCs for a 1099 and paying, you know, we're not paying the taxes on that 1099 employee anymore, which is really an independent contractor, which is completely illegal in the state of California. And the state of California, I think, is at a tipping point finally. I think they're finally going to realize that they have failed. I really, truly believe in the coming months that they are going to open up Pandora's box on the TNCs and mm-hmm. the way they operate.
Now, this is going to take quite an effort to go state by state and introduce, I would imagine, legislation that would call for the regulation of these operations. How difficult is that going to be?
We are charter party carriers in the state of California, and every state, every regional region and every state has their own rules and regulations, but the rules and regulations are already there. Mm-hmm. We're forced to and mandated to abide by the regulations. As charter party carriers, we have to have a training program for our drivers. We have to have workers' compensation. We have to employ employee status drivers. We have to pay time and a half and double time, whether we have a job or not, or a trip or not for that particular driver. It's cost of doing business for us as charter party carriers. They are just, for some reason, completely exempt from the rules and regulations. And in the state of California, they have tried to regulate them, calling them transportation network companies. Mm-hmm. These share economy companies. What is share economy? I still can't figure out what the share economy is, because yeah. charter party carriers can split a fare legally in our business model. So there is no difference. They are doing the exact same thing that we are doing. They control the passenger and they control the driver. That's exactly what we do. We have app technology in our own companies. We just don't have the billions and billions of dollars infused in our businesses to get the marketing that they are able to have.
To me, it kind of paints a picture. You know, you run a supermarket and it's regulated and it's inspected and it's a well-run business. And all of a sudden, some guy drives up into the parking lot in a pickup truck and he's selling old leftovers out of the back of it. But no one worries about him and they can't touch him. But the actual honest regulated business has to do everything by dotting I's and crossing T's. It just doesn't really seem to be fair. I'm in New York City and I know that for taxi and limousine drivers here, they purchase things known as medallions that are $150,000 to $200,000 a piece. It's simply the cost of doing business. But then it's just amazing how all of a sudden someone you don't even know who this person is can simply just grab a car, they can rent a car, and all of a sudden they are operating a business and they are able to come in the back door and try to do business on the same level as a company, as a professional that has been operating that business for years and years and years. Is it a situation, Gary, where maybe these laws, they never anticipated what would come from this technological explosion, how everything now comes from these smartphones? I would imagine they never really saw this coming, and it's going to be such a hard thing to try to play catch up at this point.
You know, you have a good point, and, you know, we've been really analyzing this over the last, you know, I would say 12 to 18 months, and I think everyone was asleep at the wheel. I think our regulators were asleep. I think our elected government officials were asleep. We were asleep, for that matter. And we are doing everything we can in our industry to catch up, because our main goal is passenger safety, public safety, duty of care for the passengers, duty of care for the drivers, passenger bill of rights, which we started about a year ago, rideresponsibly.org. We started that. And just so to educate the public and the passengers, really what you're getting into, it's basically digital hitchhiking when you're using an unregulated app technology type of business. Mm-hmm. You know, we just recently announced a strategic alliance with a $1 billion tech company out of San Francisco called Deem and the NLA to create a total technology solution for our membership, for our customers. And we're doing everything we can as an industry to try to keep the public safe. All we're begging for is a little bit of help on the government regulation side.
You know, it's amazing. You brought up a word that I had here in my notes, and it was going to lead into my next question, and that word is hitchhiking. You know, we all grew up with never hitchhike, never take a ride from a stranger. This is digital high-tech hitchhiking. You have no idea who this person is. It can be anyone at any time, and you don't know what that person's true intention is. When you have someone who is licensed, who works professionally as a driver, that is his career. He works for a company that has a reputation in that town or that city, it is such a big difference. If I had someone of a certain age, oh, I use Uber all the time. As a parent, it would concern me a tremendous deal.
Let me scare you even a little bit more, Ed. What happens if I give my phone to a buddy of mine who's a convicted rapist?
Yeah.
And he's driving you.
Exactly right.
There's no regulations at all. You don't know who's driving you.
No.
Even if the person's been background checked, supposedly, from a TNC, It doesn't matter. I can give my phone to somebody else and I can make money while he's making money in my car.
That's exactly right. Because we have no idea who these people are. And that's what it boils down to. And it just means to sometimes if you think you're saving a couple of dollars here and there and by tapping an app, by just saving a little inconvenience, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get yourself into. Well, he is the president of the National Limousine Association. This is a conversation that needs to be continued and really needs to be looked into. Gary Buffo, thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Ed, thank you. And you're really doing a great service for your listeners. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate that. You have a good day.
He made many good points. Think about it. When you get a driver, you may not like the driver you get from an established company, but at least that company stands behind that driver and they know him or they know her personally and they can vouch for them. And an Uber driver never meets Mr. Uber or Ms. Uber who owns Uber. It's just out there. And it is high-tech digital hitchhiking. And remember what your mom always said about hitchhiking. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.